college student Cole Oxy is back home in the islands after his school closed its doors earlier this year. There's lots of uncertainty going into his senior year. The political science major at Pace University in New York talks about what it's been like adapting to distance learning.
Well, it's been challenging, to be honest, and I'm sure it's challenging for all the other students out there as well as the teachers, and it's something that we all have to power through. I know personally, because of the huge time zone difference, I've been struggling to just maintain a proper time schedule for myself. I have classes at 3 a.m. and 4:30 a.m., which makes things a lot more difficult to stay focused, stay on time, and continue to keep things going well.
So do you essentially sleep all day here in Hawaii?
Yeah, I'm not... I'm not usually up during the day hours. In order to maintain my class schedule, I usually have to wake up around 11 p.m. or midnight or so in order to go to those classes, because they'll start at 3 a.m. and some don't finish until 11 p.m. and then it's time to go to bed again.
So you're like you're living the life of a vampire.
Yeah. No, it's a little tough.
So how do you adjust to this schedule? I mean, do you feel like you're getting the learning that you normally would be in a classroom situation?
I wouldn't say that I'm getting all the learning that I'm getting in a classroom situation. Obviously, the teachers have been accommodating to these issues, because I'm sure I'm not the only one. There's plenty of international students who are going through the same issue that I am, and they try to be as accommodating as possible. They know if we can't make it, they record the sessions online. But from there, you have to play catch-up, and you don't get the opportunity to participate in class discussions and ask questions to the professors in real time, which makes the learning process a little bit harder, at least that I've noticed. And as well with that is we don't have the services that the university provides for us, like the learning center and the library, accessible to us. So that definitely puts us back a little bit.
And so what's the plan for next year?
Right now, we're actually kind of waiting to hear it out. I don't know. I've only heard rumors as far as everything goes. Obviously, New York City has been the hardest hit by this entire COVID-19 pandemic. And that's actually something I've been planning to address too, because I've recently been elected president of my university's radio station, so I'm really trying to figure out, in order to plan the budget, in order to plan events for the members of the station, things like that, and to get new freshmen like introduced and interested in the station. We don't even know if we're going to be doing remote learning next year, so I don't know where I'll even be. That's kind of been the issue I've been facing a lot lately.
And then what about a place to stay?
No, that's kind of up in the air, because I did have an apartment on the Lower East Side. Luckily enough, our landlord has given us the option to terminate our lease early, since me and my roommate are not staying there anymore. He's back in Jersey. So it really depends on if we're back in regular classes. Obviously, as of right now, we're in anticipating things to go back to normal. Obviously that's hopeful thinking.
Are you working?
I had been working while I was at the university, and shout out to our parent company, Ruffalo Noel Levitz. We have continued to pay our wages as this pandemic has continued, and while we're not able to work, I was part of the student call center who would fundraise for scholarships at our school. So I really have been appreciating that, and we've been doing little side projects to thank our supporters, those who donate to us and help us fundraise and stuff like that. So we have been doing some stuff like that, even though I haven't been able to work full-time. As far as summer goes, I did have a job opportunity in Maine at a camp to be a sailing instructor, but I've just received word that camp is no longer going to be active this summer, so no luck there.
So everything's up in the air.
Yeah, nothing is for certain anymore.
So what are you hearing from your college mates?
As far as returning to school, a lot of people are saying that it could be delayed. It's possible that we don't come back until November. Some people are saying that it might be remote classes the entire semester. I really have no idea. Hopefully we're back for the first week of September. I don't know how we manage it, because I don't think any of us anticipate this thing to miraculously disappear by September. You know, whether there's testing available at the university, whether people have to get their temperature checked when they get in, I don't know how that's going to work. But hopefully we find a way to be able to come back to school and be effective.
What about your friends that you might have that live abroad?
My friends have been experiencing a similar situation to me. My buddy Shay actually lives in Dubai right now, and he's had a very interesting situation, because he came back to Dubai, but his families aren't UAE citizens, and the country got locked down. So his family, some of his family is in the States, some of his family is in India, and he is the only one at his home in Dubai and has been, you know, living by himself and on a similar time difference, I believe, there, and has been on this wonky sleep schedule.
Another vampire in another country.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, it's... I just don't know what to say. I would not want to trade places with you.
It is really strange. And, I mean, all I can say about it is that each and every one of us is just doing the best to keep going through this. Obviously, it's not ideal, but we have to work with what we've got right now, and the circumstances don't appear to be changing. So it's an adjustment, but we do what we can.
We've been talking with White College student Cole Oxy about adjusting to distance learning. He's a political science major at Pace University in New York City. He's anxiously awaiting decision about how classes will resume his senior year.